package. Call today.
We're launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the program, and you, as always, can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And then again, freetalklive.com. Going right back into the phone calls here. On the way, we'll talk about young girls and how they dress. Is it a problem? I think it might be. Let's go, though, to the phones first. Back to Kyle in Ohio. Kyle had a few more thoughts on this whole war on drugs madness going on in this country. What else did you have for us tonight, Kyle?
Yeah, you know, I completely agree with you in that prohibition doesn't work. I mean, it didn't work the last time, and I don't really think that it would do anything to work in the future.
Nope.
But, I mean, at the same time, it seems like they focus too much on the war on drugs rather than another possible war on alcohol. I mean, even though it is a drug itself, but more focused on that. I mean, when was the last time you heard anybody, you know, cause a deadly car crash because they were high under the influence of marijuana? It's usually because they're drunk or driving under the influence of alcohol.
Right. That's an interesting point, because there are millions of marijuana users who drive. It is something that plenty of marijuana users do. I've done it myself. And statistics even show that marijuana smokers, because they know they are high, they compensate for that fact, and they drive a little bit safer. They might drive a little bit slower, a little bit more cautiously, whereas an alcohol user doesn't really realize how inebriated they are. I mean, obviously, when you're too drunk, you really can't judge for yourself how effectively, and that's why we have so many DUI situations. You would think that if indeed there were this rash, or even if there were a handful of people out there causing wrecks because of marijuana, that would be getting headlines, because the police agencies would be very much in favor of promoting those sorts of cases to point out how evil marijuana is, but yet you never see it.
Until they have something that's proven their point, I guess I can't really fall into those categories to believe what they're saying. I mean, until they have some statistics that's showing that the use of marijuana while you're driving is just as bad as people that drink and drive, I'm not believing it.
Well, drinking and driving is a crime, and somehow we manage to, in society today, we manage to allow people to drink, but we, you know, arrest people who drink and drive. I think that, you know, I don't know what the penalties should be for smoking and marijuana and driving, but we have them. So I don't see any reason why, you know, it should have any effect on the legalization of marijuana or any other drug.
No, it certainly shouldn't. And Kyle, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. This prohibition insanity needs to end if we ever want to have a chance at having freedom back in this country. It's a critical aspect to reinstating liberty in America. It really is.
You know, if I drink too much caffeine, I become a more aggressive driver. Should they, you know, have laws against that, too? I'm just wondering, how far do we need to go with this?
That's a great question. Let's continue with the phone calls, though. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Nick in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Nick.
What's up?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. Bear with me if I take too long, and I'm trying to get out. This is my first-time call.
Okay, great.
And, also, I've been listening to, I'm a podcast listener, and I live in Louisville, just visiting up here, and I've been listening for about 3 months, and so this is my first time getting on the air. Anyway, so I'd like to just say a bunch of things, so real quick, a couple small things. One, Ron Paul, it's awesome, mm-hmm. and thanks to your show. You know, I'm really not a political person by mm-hmm. any means, and so I thought it was kind of neat when I started listening to the show. All of a sudden, my friends are like, "Oh, so you want to talk politics now?" And I'm like, "Yes, I do." Talking about Ron Paul.
Well, it's easy. I mean, it's easy once you understand the principle of the, you know, the liberty movement, the idea that you just shouldn't be using initiating force on people. You can take on any issue, which is why Mark and I are such effective talk show hosts. We don't have to know all the details and the ins and outs of every single issue. We just have to know, well, where's the force? Are they using force? If so, then it's a problem. So it's a brilliant position to be coming from. But I still shy away personally from the term. I don't like being labeled as a political show or being political, because I hate politics. I hate it with a passion.
Yeah, I understand. Not a political show. I just meant talking politics myself, because I even tell people who, or I promote the show all the time. I'll say, "Oh, you need to listen to Free Talk Live." And they'll say, "Well, it's not, you know, traditionally a political show." You know, people are talking about donuts and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, it's really about anything. But
right. Well, we talk about issues on Free Talk Live, and inevitably we have to talk about politics simply because it's so important in our lives, because these people in government want to rule over your life, and that's something that really upsets me, and so therefore I feel as though I must be involved simply to defend my freedom, and I just wish more people felt that way.
Exactly, and I think it's even more strange because I'm actually in the military right now, in the National Guard, yeah. And so, if they're listening right now, I'm in trouble.
Well, they don't know who you are. Now,
Ron Paul is the most supported presidential candidate by military members, financially supported, I should say.
Are you seeing that amongst your co-compatriots?
I was gonna comment on that. It's actually a lot of people the debate that I'm at. They tore me up, you know. Oh, what are you talking about? You know, because a lot of the guys that I am with now, I see it some in the older guys that I work with, and a lot of the young guys are just, they don't understand, you know. Yeah, let's go kill the ragheads, and, you know, I mean, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible the way that they have no idea. They don't think for themselves, you know.
Right.
It's horrible. And
well,
so
they're probably fresh out of government schools.
Exactly, and it's true, and I'm like, I can't convince them, you know. They just, I can talk to them to the blue in the face, and they just... And I'm not old by any means. I'm 27, but, you know, to talk to a 17, 18-year-old right in the military, you know, wants to go over there and, you know, that's all he wants to do is go kill people and have fun. And he thinks it's a fantasy, man, where he's going to get paid good money and, you know, get his school paid for. Now, they say they pay for my school, my tuition. I'm in the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in 8 years. I've gone 2 years. And the only reason is because the first 2 years I went to school, 9/11 hit, boom, I'm gone. Never could go back to school. They say, oh, we'll pay for your school, but you have to jump through a bunch of hoops to try to get there in the first place.
Yeah, we've heard stories from people in the military and read them online as well that it's just the whole paying for school thing isn't what they claim it to be. And that's not a surprise. The military has been known for being, a little more than dishonest with its recruits.
Yeah, well, also, it's funny because I think universities and colleges are a joke anyway, so...
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe
with you. The most important thing for people to remember about universities and colleges is they're doing business.
They're selling a product.
Right. They want you to come through their doors to separate you from your money. Now, that's not to say that it's not completely useless. If you want to be a doctor or an engineer, then you pretty much have to go to college.
Yeah, you need a degree for that.
No, but for most things, you don't.
Yeah, exactly. You have to get their licenses and their certificates and things like that. So. You know, they have to jump through their hoops just as much. But
so now you said you've been in the military 8 years. How much more time are you staying for?
Well, I wish I would have found out or started listening to your show. And it's not your show necessarily, because I've always been anti-authoritarian, which is kind of ironic that I'm in the military.
Mm-hmm.
But it just so happens that the job that I have, I'm on an aircraft, and I'm the only person that does my job in the aircraft. So really, I don't really. Except for the pilots and stuff, I don't really have anybody saying, okay, you do this, you know, and no, I know my job.
Yeah.
So I kind of get away with a lot of stuff.
Oh, you're not the only bureaucrat who gets away with a lot of stuff, let me tell you.
Yeah, I feel bad because I always tell people when I go on trips, like, I get paid to, and again, I'm saying this knowing that it's not at all right. I mean, I'm just in, you know, I can't get out. And so I take trips and I'll get on active duty, and I'm the laziest person. I did Border Patrol. Now, when I did Border Patrol, guess what I did? I sat in a worked with some helicopters. I sat in a trailer for 12 hours and played PlayStation and read some books.
Would you catch a lot of illegal aliens?
Yes, he was playing a video game where he could catch illegal aliens, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. And I was getting paid per diem and, you know...
Now, hold on a second. How unusual would you say a job like that is within the Border Patrol?
Not very unusual. I mean, it's funny. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there. I mean, they either, even if they have a heart for it, they say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get those guys. And go Border Patrol. They don't want to do anything. They realize that they get paid regardless. So.
Exactly. This is why it's so amusing when I hear these anti-immigration zealots talking about how we just need more troops down there. We need a fence, and that's going to put a stop to it.
We need more troops to play Halo.
It's amazing. It's like they don't understand. Normally they think government's pretty incompetent, but somehow when it comes to the Border Patrol or the military, all of a sudden bureaucracy goes away and you've got an efficiently running organization. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work that way, and it's been a great call, man. We appreciate it, and have a great weekend, Vince. 800, not Vince, but Mark. 800-259-9231. Vince is on the way, and Troy, and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Simple CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here.
Hey, Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. We've got a wiki with over 1,400 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website at freetalklive.com. wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can get directly to it by going to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Ian, I met a guy today. His name was Earl, and he had been hospitalized several times over the past few months. Well, over a period of months, a few months ago. And it was because of his mattress. I'm not kidding you. Absolutely. It was a brand new mattress. It was leaching all these chemicals out. He had no idea why he was so ill. He had these pneumonia flu-like symptoms, and it was because of his mattress.
That is amazing.
If he had gotten a Savvy Rest mattress.
How did he track it down? How did he?
The doctor actually asked him, do you have a new mattress? And he's like,
wow.
Yeah.
Unusual.
He said, did you install new carpeting? He's like, no. Well, anything else new? And he's like, well, we got a new mattress. And he said, why don't you try sleeping someplace else? And he said that he's never gone back on his new mattress.
That's amazing.
And the mattress company will not take it back.
I bet they won't. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the phone calls here. Talk to Vince in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live. Vince. Hello, he sounds like he's in a construction zone. Vince.
Ooh.
Vince, put him back on hold. Let's try Troy in Canada. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Remember the 5th of November.
Ah, indeed.
Yes.
How will you be remembering it?
Well, I'll be, I'm Canadian, but I'm going to try to find a way to buy something from an American friend of mine that he might make $100 profit on. He might be able to donate that for me. And the website, thisnovember5th.com. You probably heard about that, though.
We've been hearing about it quite a bit over the last week, as a matter of fact. Our listeners appear to be pretty excited about the concept. What is thisnovember5th.com?
Well, it's a guy trying to get together 100,000 Americans to all donate $100 each for Mr. Ron Paul. And right now he's got 11,095 subscribers, it says, so 11,095 people committed to donating 100,000. So
is it 11,000 subscribers to an email list, or is that 11,000 people who have committed?
Committed. Well,
wow,
I think so.
It's not everybody's out there can commit to $100. So I'll bet there's going to be even more money than that donated to the Ron Paul campaign on the 5th of November.
Yeah, a friend of mine's going to do 200 instead of 100. But it's pretty cool. Pretty cool idea.
Exciting. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Just quickly about drinking and driving. I just wanted to say that if the drinking and driving isn't a crime itself, you gotta hurt somebody to have a crime, right? Although it is illegal.
It's illegal. But,
but it's not a crime. And
right, you haven't hurt anybody, and so you really haven't broken any. You haven't done anything wrong as a.
Yeah, you've broken a law, but. But, they've done studies, and I don't know if you can trust studies or not usually, but talking on the cell phone is actually more distracting than drinking and driving. Like the people that go through these tests and the guys that are drunk to go through these tests do better than the cell phone talkers. So it's just, governments should concentrate on when somebody makes a mistake, then making them accountable for that mistake.
Like absolutely. I think that irresponsible and dangerous driving should be perhaps a punishable offense, but just this wholesale stopping every single car, checking everybody's breath, I mean, these drunk roadblocks that they put up around the country are absolutely outrageous, seem very unconstitutional and very anti-American and certainly anti-freedom. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Troy. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Bill. Bill in Indianapolis. Hey.
Don't knock the military for its educational benefits. It's called the GI Bill, and that's what Congress gives us to be able to give out to those people that are want to work hard enough than the lazy guy that you had on before.
Well, we've had many military people come in, call the show, and we're not making the assertion. We've just heard them say that it's difficult to get the GI Bill once you get in the military. That there's a lot of big promises when you start, and that they don't all pay off.
My point is.
Yeah.
It's not the military to be knocking. It needs to be knocking Congress for what they're giving out to the military members.
Oh, that's fine. We certainly are more than happy to knock Congress. But the military is promoting the idea. I mean, they're out there plugging away on advertising and in their recruiting offices that, oh, hey, kids, get signed up. It's going to be easy. We're going to pay for your schools. And it's not easy. It's not.
And right. And there's standards. And there's standards for a reason, because you need high-quality people in the military to do the jobs that frankly, somebody else won't do. So there are college scholarship programs for those that are qualified. And that's it. And it's basically from Congress.
All right. Well, and Congress says so. Now, you talked to the gentleman that you'd called lazy there, and that was
Nick, by the way. Right. I got his name wrong, and I'm so sorry for that.
Okay. Well, we talked to Nick, and you called him lazy, and I'm sure that there's, I'm sure there's some hardworking people in the military, but have you ever heard the term lazy bureaucrat?
That's people in Congress.
Okay, Congress, actually, they're elected officials. People that work for the government that aren't elected would be more defined as what a bureaucrat is. And now, you know, it's funny that the term bureaucrat, you know, lazy gets attached to the term bureaucrat. And I'm sure not all bureaucrats are lazy. But for some reason, we are to believe that, you know, the bureaucrats with guns, people in the military, aren't lazy.
And according to what he's saying, that's just not the case. I mean, it's just the fact is, if you're a bureaucrat, you have incentives to be lazy versus somebody working in the private sector where you have incentives to perform. So it's really just a matter of how the whole system is set up. And bureaucracy just sucks in general, whether it be the post office or the military. Any other thoughts?
Well, not speaking for the Border Patrol, but if I had a gentleman like that in my division playing Halo 24 hours a day, he wouldn't be in my division very long.
Sounded to me like it was his whole division that was playing. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, talk is cheap. It's easy to say, well, my division would be different. But you're not there. Unless you're there monitoring them the whole time, then how can you say that for sure?
And, you know, bureaucracy does breed these sorts of things. I mean,
it sure does.
It's just the way things work.
I used to know somebody who worked with us at the radio station we used to work at down in Florida. His name was Scott, and he got a job as a bureaucrat. Now, he did a fine job for the radio station. He got his work done.
Mm-hmm.
He got it done on time.
Quickly.
He was the traffic manager, so he would insert the commercials in every single night after to create the logs for the next day for the station to run on. And he did other things as well. And he'd worked there for years, so obviously he was getting his job done. But he told me about his job as a bureaucrat.
During the day.
Now, his job was relatively important on the scale of bureaucrats, right? He was going around inspecting citrus trees for canker and bugs and the nasty things that can infect citrus trees. And apparently his job consisted of him driving around his state-issued truck and smoking marijuana all day.
Well, he had to drive in order to get paid because they had to see the mileage on
correct.
The truck.
Correct.
And that's how they really checked his work.
Occasionally, he would stop by and hang a little thing in a tree or something like that. But otherwise, he drove around and got high all day long and got paid for it. The fact is, these are the jobs that are available in bureaucracy, and that's why so many people are attracted to them, because they're easy and they pay well. And we need to abolish them. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live, or at least replace them with market alternatives.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Carex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are available live in broadband and dial-up versions, both for free at freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Let's try Vince again in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Vince, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Well, how are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Sorry about the first time I was turned on the radio. And
that's okay. What's up?
But, you know, there's things that you guys need to maybe look at sometimes. I don't know if you've ever heard of Milton Friedman, but you might read some of his books about free to choose and all that.
I read his son, I think his son is David Friedman, and I read one of his books, and it was just a little too on the scholarly side for me. I prefer more sort of general market style writing, not necessarily the scholarly stuff. But I know a lot of people out there do dig that, in which case I'm sure Milton Friedman is a fine
choice. But he talked about, you know, free to choose when he had that on PBS back in the 70s, and he said, you know, he commented about the things, the coming war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on debt, you know, and what he was talking about was, you know, basically grinding down of our freedoms.
Yeah, and that's what's happened. It's interesting, if you notice, whenever the government has a war on fill in the blank usually ends up becoming more popular. The drugs are bigger than they've ever been in the past. They're more available. Poverty certainly hasn't gone away. There was a war on alcohol back in the day. It was called Prohibition. That didn't work either. A war on terrorism is resulting in more instances of terrorism. I mean, war is a bad, bad idea, and anything done by the government usually results in the opposite of its original intentions, or at least abject failure.
But, I watch some of these, because I've been hospitalized, and now I'm back to work, but But I've been watching some of these abject programs, and the other thing was I listened to this lady from Oregon. She's a former Supreme Court justice in Oregon, and the thing that was going on there was she said that across the country they're not enforcing the laws.
Well, I think they're enforcing plenty of laws. It's just they're enforcing awful laws that are taking away our freedoms. I mean, they're certainly enforcing the war on drugs. 1.5 million people were arrested last year for drug possession.
Oh, yeah, and they clogged the jails up. And she said, you know, the one thing is you can't sit there and you know, she said, like, drunk driving, they can't really prosecute that because there's no incentive for the policeman to do anything.
Well, that's true.
To do that.
I guess you get some money out of the drunks, and really, I think the incentive is right too, is to control people. And Vince, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. I think the incentive with the, I think there are really some cops out there that want to make a difference, and there are some cops that that really want to help people. I know that. I've met some of them. But then there are the cops out there that really relish in the fact that they get to control other people's lives. They're authoritarians to the core. They love the idea of enforcing laws on people. It really sort of gets them going and gets them off.
The power of their position.
Yeah, and they like the idea of controlling people. And that's a disturbing person to be putting in a position like that. Unfortunately, that position attracts people like that. Well, because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And it attracts the easily corruptible and those in search of power. So that's why we're in such a precarious situation today with these government bureaucrats just running roughshod over our lives. And really, what I said earlier at the end of Bill's call is that some of these government programs can be cut, obviously. We can just end the war on drugs. Other things should be marketized. Now, notice I didn't use the term privatized, because I don't like the term privatized. The term privatized doesn't really mean full privatization these days.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is that we're going to give a government contract to some private company with a sweetheart 99-year deal, like, oh, yeah, you can run this road for 100 years. You know, that's not real privatization. Real marketization would be to completely turn a bureaucracy into like an entrepreneurial, employee-owned business. And I think this is my idea.
And the only way to do that is, in fact, turn it into a business.
Right. This is my idea. I don't know how effective it will be. I don't know how possible it is, but it seems like something that could be done. You take a bureaucracy like, I don't know, the welfare department or government schools, and you turn it over to the employees. Because whenever a politician gets up there and starts proposing, we're going to cut this and we're going to cut that, it really upsets the bureaucrats. They don't want to lose their jobs.
No, they hate that idea.
They think they're doing something valuable, or at least, you know, they certainly enjoy working for the bureaucracy because of all the benefits and everything. And they don't want that to go away. And when someone says, I'm going to cut your bureaucracy, they get very upset and they activate against whoever that particular person is. But if you're going to advocate that, oh, no, you government teachers, you'll still be able to teach kids. You're just going to have to do it a little differently. You're going to have to figure out how to fund yourself for the first time ever. Instead of having these checks handed to you on a silver platter, you're going to have to work in the marketplace and compete and innovate just like everybody else does. Just like anybody who isn't a bureaucrat has to do in order to make a living. And I know they're not going to like that either. They certainly aren't, because, I mean, a lot of these teachers are lazy, just like the guys laying around playing video games while they're supposed to be patrolling the border. I mean, bureaucrats are lazy, so I understand they're not going to like that, but at least it's not taking the schools out of their hands. It's actually putting the schools really into their hands for the first time, because I know there are a lot of teachers out there that are upset about the system, that don't like the administration, that don't like the bureaucracy, and would like the ability to innovate, but aren't necessarily ready to go work for a private school where jobs aren't available.
A lot of teachers would love the idea of being able to innovate for their classroom, it's getting beaten out of them because they're inside this giant bureaucracy.
Right.
And I think your plan for just giving the public schools in a particular community over to the teachers is a fantastic one.
Yep.
Not just the teachers, but the staff.
Everybody.
Members.
Yeah. Give them all an equal share. That way they can't bicker and argue over, oh, that's not fair. The administrators have more shares than we do. Give everybody one share.
Give them each a share, and then give them a year of, you know, taxes to get their little...
A little buffer.
Yeah, get their little school off the ground, their big school, which mm-hmm. everybody goes to. They already have
customer
at their
base.
School... the largest customer base, and they have, you know, they've been given the land, the building, everything. If you can't make your public school work with that kind of,
you got no debt on those buildings? That's tremendous. That's a huge investment. And you would own a piece of it, see, as if you're a bureaucrat, that is. You would own a piece of those buildings, as would everybody else. And so then let them decide. I mean, they're always the ones talking about how great democracy is, right? Well, here you go. You finally have yourself your own little democracy at work. And you can go and have meetings and vote on things and, you know, have your little employee-owned business. I think it would completely change the face of education in this country.
I think
and any other bureaucracy, welfare department, turn it into a private charity. Here you go. You can have your welfare building or whatever. I mean, if it shares a building with other bureaucracies, they'll all have to share in that. But here, you can have your little offices, and now you own that. And you can go and raise money on a voluntary basis, just like the Salvation Army does, just like, you know, you fill in the blank of whatever private charity, the Red Cross. These people don't have problems raising money. Why can't the welfare department do that?
I just couldn't tell you.
Well, it's because they don't have to. They've got somebody handing them money every single month, whether or not they do a good job, and that needs to change. 800-259-9231. As soon as we change the method of funding for government, we won't have government as we currently do anymore. We'll have voluntary organizations operating in the marketplace, and that's the way it should be, in my opinion. Let's continue with the phone calls and go to Neil in Florida on the amplifier line. Hello, Neil. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey there, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I just wanted to tell you all about my experience in starting up a newspaper here in Florida. It's called the Liberty Sentinel.
Now, you are a University of Florida student. Is this a University of Florida-based paper, or is it something intended for the general area?
Well, everyone who's working with us are basically students, and we're all doing it volunteer. But we really don't want it to be known as a student paper. We're covering Gainesville, we're covering the county, and we're hoping to expand to all of North Central Florida.
So you are going to secure, you're securing distribution locations, you're putting the paper together. I want you to give me like a step-by-step, because people are out there, if you'll hang on, we'll bring you back. People are out there wondering, well, how can I get active? What can I do? They may not necessarily have something they're really excited about. Maybe they just need to hear about more things. We were talking about radio and television last night. Let's talk print. Let's talk papers in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, it is your show, the last Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Your toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in. Huge selection of products, great free Super Saver shipping deals on most of their, a significant percentage at least of the items that they sell. And it's Amazon. You know them. They're reliable. They're the number one internet retailer. It's just that if you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut. So go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com and get your shopping done. Let's go back to Neil in Florida. Neil's a University of Florida student, so I think you're going to be graduating next year, right?
Hopefully, and I'll be moving directly to the Free State after that.
That is pretty exciting. And so what you're calling about tonight is to tell us about starting up a newspaper, which you and some of your activist friends have been doing down there in Gainesville, and it's something that has been done up here in New Hampshire. The Keene Free Press is here in Keene, where we live. I know they're talking about starting up a Manchester Free Press over in Manchester, and they're even looking at like a statewide paper coming up soon as well. So what are the mechanics like of this? I mean, how expensive is it? What did you have to do? How long did it take it to get up and running?
Well, it certainly has taken a lot of work. And, in fact, we did incorporate. There's just so much liability and you know, printing things about local politicians and local bureaucrats and people like that that we just can't risk our futures and have – you know, our wages garnished. And
now, why is there liability? I thought that, you know, there's just not as much... The laws in regards to libel aren't as harsh when it comes to public personalities. So if you're talking about politicians, then I wouldn't think there'd be as much liability there.
You know, I do believe that's true. I am a linguistics major. I'm the publisher. I deal with the managerial part of it, the business part. We have an executive editor who is a journalism graduate here at UF, and he's, of course, had to go through this liberal journalistic program. So, you know, every day in class he's been almost tortured by global warming and by social corporate responsibility, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
But he knows more about that than I. He's really experienced in that.
I guess that's just one of the debates that's going on up here, is that the Keene Free Press just started printing. They didn't go through any of that incorporation stuff. And these other guys at the Manchester side, they've been doing the same things you're doing. They're going through, jumping through these hoops and asking the government, you know, basically permission to do these things, which is what incorporating is to some extent. Or you're asking for government protection. At the same time, you're going to be criticizing government. I just wonder how that's going to end up turning out for you. But I guess time will tell.
Time will tell. We just now, in fact, started up this month. We got our first issue out, which you can find at libertysentinel.org.
Libertysentinel.org. Cool.
That's correct. And we've been having a great time with it. It is a ton of work, but we're getting a very positive reaction, and there are many, many people who are quite enthusiastic about it.
How often are you going to publish this?
We're doing it monthly. In fact, you know, we've spent this whole month just getting this first issue out, building the base, mailing it to people, distributing it, then we have to turn around and create the next issue. So unless you make it a full-time job, you're not going to have enough time to, say, get it out every 2 weeks. Although the Keene Free Press, who were an inspiration to me personally, I do believe they published it every 2 weeks.
They did. They started every 2 weeks, and then they ended up going to once a month. And so you can do it once a month and maybe make it a little bit thicker, and I think it works just as well once a month, because it's got to be difficult to get out there and hit all those distribution locations. And what's that like? I mean, how easy or difficult is it to go out there and find places to put the paper? Because that's important.
Yeah, local businesses, especially ones who are receptive to our message, like gun shops, pawn shops, etc., they've been really supportive in even giving us just donations, such as the local chapter leader of the John Birch Society. And you really, first, before anything, you got to know your market. Gainesville itself, like you said, it's a college town. It's very socialist. In fact, we have the Civic Media Center here, which is a Marxist library. You go in there and there's anti-capitalist, you know, liberation material, labor unions. So, but outside of Gainesville, it's North Central Florida. So it's very rural,
right.
It's very conservative, and that's kind of the strategy that we're using. We're kind of couching ourselves as a paleo-conservative, basing ourselves on, like, the ideas that the Republican Party is supposed to be, you know, based on limited government, individual liberties, Constitution.
Yeah, like the Ron Paul kind of Republicans.
Right. In fact, our entire back page is an ad for Ron Paul. It's one of the reasons we're doing it, to help get his message out, too.
Now, let's talk about that end of things, because usually this, especially in the beginning, it's a labor of love. That's what Free Talk Live was like for years. It's taken us 5 years to actually start making money doing this show, and it's not a whole lot right now, I can tell you that.
Not for you,
maybe. Mark, you're doing all right. But but it took a long time to get to this point. And
I'm not making as much as I was working at my job, my selling advertising previously.
And so it takes time. You've got to build up your reader base. You've got to build up your advertisers. And are you? When are you planning? I mean, do you see this as being a profitable thing in the future at some point, or will it always be just sort of an activist funded, subsidized project?
Well, it very well could be. We are a business. We hope to make money. We hope to make a profit. Of course, like you said, it's a labor of love. The founders of it, we feel really invested in it. And we do have a lot of dedicated, we have volunteers who are quite dedicated, but it is hard to find a lot of volunteers who aren't paid. They don't feel the same amount of attachment to the paper.
Right. They're not motivated as much.
Right, right. But, you know, we're putting everything into it. We're full-time students. I've got my activism. You know, we're all doing libertarian stuff around here, campaigning for Ron Paul. So it is taking up a lot of our time, but it's what we like to do.
So now, are you grooming somebody to take control of the operation after you leave? Because you're gone sometime next year.
That's true. In fact, a couple of us are moving up to New Hampshire, and our executive editor is graduating. He might go off to another paper If we find someone to take it over, we will certainly keep it here in Gainesville. But we have had interest from people, say, in Miami, who proposed using the name the Liberty Sentinel and making a regional version of it. So we thought that if this goes big, if we can really make some money off of it or at least keep it sustainable, we could very well, say, publish a statewide version of it with holes for local sections, you know, local articles and local ads, and then kind of syndicate it around the state.
I know they were talking about doing that with some of the content up here in New Hampshire. I know that the people behind the Keene Free Press are more than willing to allow their original content to be syndicated around the state. And I imagine that if you're really enjoying doing this newsprint work, that hopefully you'll bring a version of it up here if there's nothing where you're deciding to move in New Hampshire, if there's no liberty-oriented publication. Maybe you should consider doing the same thing here and just transferring this this direction.
I hope to do so, say, in Portsmouth. So anyone who's in Portsmouth, don't start one up just yet, please.
Very good. Anything else you want to share with us about the process of putting a paper together? Or, Mark, do you have any questions as a man with newsprint or publication experience?
It sounds like he's going about it the right way. I was just thinking, what a good name the Liberty Sentinel.
Good one, yeah.
And the idea of syndicating it around the state is a great idea.
Well,
and it might just go nationwide.
Much.
I wonder what the Sentinel... Now, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there is a Keene Sentinel. Do you think they'd be upset if the Liberty Sentinel set up shop here in Keene?
I don't know. It sounds like a different name to me.
Yeah, it does. I just don't know if they'd be upset. Anyway, Nick... Not Nick. Neil, thanks for the call.
No,
we appreciate it. I'm doing awful with names tonight.
What are you going to do?
We don't even have a Nick on the line. Normally, what happens is I'll read the upcoming calls and accidentally transfer one of those names to whoever it is that's on the line and botch up a name, but...
I got so many in names, that for guys that are out there, Nick, Nate, Neil, you know.
At least I didn't call him Nancy. Let's go to Florida, or Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I just heard you. I'm not that far from Gainesville.
How about that?
If there is anything I can do to help you, because I'll tell you, that name of that paper you mentioned was just fantastic.
I tell you what, I bet they'd love to have an article from Paula in there. Paula's opinion piece every single week or every month in
the
Liberty Sentinel.
Well, there's something I need to let y'all know about.
Huh.
Dr. Martini sent me some information. There's papers been sent to the FDA.
Okay.
They have 10 days to answer. They're in big trouble for all this aspartame poisoning.
Right on. The FDA is going to get shut down. Paula, thanks for the call. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Jesus, amazing. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.